their reasons that are logical and rational, and, you know, that's great, but I don't understand why we would allow personal services or professional services as a conditional use and then not this.
So is this one is not in B2 or B3?
No, they wanted this.
I thought you just said it wasn't.
Well, there's, in B1 and B3, there's personal services which will cover most of it.
Right. That's the catch, is that B2 has professional services as an office residential, as a non-residential uses, but in conditional use, it has, hi Nikki, has, does not have personal services conditional use, but on, that's in B2. In B3, personal service is a regular neighborhood business district. That's a non-residential use, and a conditional use is professional services.
So what are we voting on tonight?
We have an all-new health and wellness facility definition put into our code that is all the things you guys just talked about in the...
In A2 only.
In A2. As a condition.
Well, Beth, you can amend it during the vote and...
I can. I mean, I think that it belongs there simply because the other ones are there, but if there was a reason that they didn't add it...
It was strictly closest to the neighborhood that was there.
No, that was...
But it's this one, too.
This one, too?
But
okay.
We're already allowing, as
a multitude of uses.
Yeah. So, I mean, rather than go back and do this all again, which has to go through the county and everything else, I would say put it as a conditional use in B2 and B3, even though I know that it overlaps slightly with professional and personal services.
But at least as a conditional use,
it has a conditional use, right, just like a bar does.
I mean, case by case.
Right.
So then that's going to be the motion tonight.
I would be happy to make that motion, yes.
B2 and B3 or B1 and B3?
It's already in B1, is my understanding.
Well, it's kind of already in B3, because B3 also lists personal services as...
But my understanding was, and I have to go back because I didn't write this out, B1 has them both in it, yeah.
No.
Right? B3...
So, permitted, conditional.
Yeah. So, B1 already has non-residential uses, personal and professional. It has both of them
as
there.
Permitted.
As permitted, right.
So
just leave that one alone. In my mind, this has to be covered.
But B3 has personal services as permitted.
B1, right.
B3 has personal services,
right,
as a permitted.
But not professional services. And okay. Then... And I would thought a professional would be like an accountant, but
it
maybe
is.
That's...
It is. It's an...
Okay.
But professional services is conditional use.
Here's the definitions
B3.
Up here.
Okay.
I had like a whole summary page.
So it's permitted in
okay.
B3. Personal services permitted in B3. Professional service is a conditional use in B3.
Okay.
But if we put health and wellness in B2, B3, or B1, it should be conditional use because that was
that
their
is,
vision.
That's what they want.
Not permitted.
Well, I'll tell you a problem just to kind of work
yeah.
this through. Someone wants to come in with a health and wellness facility in B1.
Right.
Okay. What would separate that health and wellness facility from personal service? I mean, we got a definite...
From professional service, nothing in my mind.
Or personal service.
Right, yeah.
So that's already a permitted use. So we're going to put this in as a conditional. If we push them to a conditional use, that doesn't kind of make sense.
Yeah, I'm not talking about B1 where they're both permitted. I'm just saying that in B2 and B3 where one is permitted, the other's conditional, and then it's flopped in the other one, I think, that it's just a conditional use.
For the conglomerate of the uses.
For the conglomerate of the uses. And then if they, you're right, maybe we're just muddying the waters that it says... Truthfully, I think professional and personal services, unless you're very
Here's
specific as to what they are, I mean...
They're specific, but then they say there could be others. Or may include, but not limited to, kind of words.
I mean, any business activity that caters to customers' personal needs. That could be like a lot of things.
It could. And there's some things in there that are somewhat vague in nature because if you get too specific, then you end up with uses that you don't know what are. I mean, if you said, okay, tanning salon, if you put tanning salon in there, okay, we all know what a tanning salon is, but then you have a use that comes along
as a tanning spa.
So yeah, maybe they stuck to A2 because of this. Because A2 didn't allow either of them, and the situation dictated differently.
Well, then maybe we should have added personal and professional services in A2 and not this definition.
If you're only putting it at A2, then it becomes unique to kind of that A2.
Yeah.
I mean, it obviously would be encompassing of these things where I think you could make the argument in one of the other business districts that this is a personal service.
A personal service, not a building of...
Well, even if you had multiple uses in there, that would be all personal services.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you came in with a health and wellness facility in a B1, I think you would have be hard pressed not to say that this definition doesn't meet the same definition of personal services. Catering to someone's needs, basically. So, but since it's, but if you put a definition over into A2, that brings that ambiguity and that broadness to the A2 district. Well, this is a specific listing of all those types of uses that would be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, okay, well, personal service could be not that great at figuring this out on the fly, but...
So this definition, though, is a list. It doesn't say that not limited to or...
The, which definition?
The health and wellness.
Correct.
So what I want to avoid is that in 5 years from now, somebody says, well, we only have health and wellness in A2, so we can't use it in B2 or 3 or 1 because it's not specifically called out. We know that now. But in 5 years, they're going to say, well, they obviously didn't mean that because they called it out specifically in A2 as health and wellness, so it can only be there. I hear exactly what you're saying. So do we need to amend this definition that says parts of this are covered by personal services and professional services? Or, because I think we could make it more confusing for people down the road. I hear exactly what you're saying. Don't put this in. It doubles it over where we already have personal and private services.
I don't know which one makes the waters less muddy. So, I mean, one of the things that I've been thinking as going through this kind of exercise with this, I haven't really talked to Mike about this yet or anything, it was something I was going to bring up at a later time, that, you know, we've added some definitions, taken out some definitions, moved some things around, switched some things around. We probably need to go back, instead of doing this as like these little piecemeals, take a more comprehensive look at some, especially our definitions, because those are so important of what things are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you read down through a definition and you get so far, it's kind of like, okay, what's the definition of this?
Right.
And then it's not defined later on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what is a tanning salon versus a tanning boutique versus a tanning, you know, it's not defined. So, you know, it's a hard exercise because... Like you go through the underlining words of that, you know, that aren't. And then how do you also make things enough to where the types get grouped together without adding that specificity so that something comes along? And to give you an example, 10 years ago, we wouldn't have thought about marijuana grow facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a thing. Or dispensary, or one of these types of things. You know, these uses can kind of keep coming along. And
actually, just to think of that, we just decided not to act on it. The marijuana facility.
But you didn't know about it before. Now, the state of Ohio said you could do this.
Right.
I mean, there was nothing in our zoning code prior to them doing that because there was no reason for it. 40 years ago now, you didn't know about cell towers. Everybody was stuck behind the 8-ball with cell tower regulations. I mean, there's these things that are going to come up, and you can't predict them all, but you got to kind of have some that are like and similar.
So after the first meeting, though, I think, Mike, you came to us and said that the health and wellness industry is kind of developing, and it's more of the, I don't know what you call it, like a zen thing. Yeah, like a holistic kind of...
Yeah.
So that's what this was intended to be,
yes,
right?
Yes, because this is now starting to be put in more and more people's zoning codes that wasn't there 2 years ago, because this is a new up-and-coming thing that's projected to be huge. But, you know...
So could we start by putting it in A2, and then, like Andy said, maybe going back and ask about the definitions and a more comprehensive look at...
I mean, one of the things that you may want to do is just replace personal services in some of those other districts with something like that. I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas. And maybe this is a better comprehensive definition of what you're looking for rather than the other one. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, personal services included health clubs, which they did not want to see on an A2.
Right, but you could definitely see
and
that
pet
in...
pet grooming, tanning spas, so... Yeah, I think you're right.
Districts, you know, yeah. Maybe that's where you do have those kind of things.
Right, and that's how it would be right now, right?
Right.
You'd still have your those kind of things in a business district, but only the health and wellness in an A2. So I don't mind it just an A2. I mean, I had the same feeling when I first read it. I'm like, why isn't this wider? Which led me to doing the spreadsheet and the summary just to see where all those things were. And
I mean, I'm fine putting it in A2 only, but I would like to go back and look at the definition so that later on down the line when somebody says, I can do a Planet Fitness here, but I can't do a Zen meditation room, like that doesn't make sense. If we're,
right.
If we're worried about noise and traffic, you take, or the, you know, so I'm good with that, keeping it at A2, but then taking a look at those definitions so that it's clear. Maybe this is a sub-definition of personal services, personal/professional services, because it does seem to kind of straddle both of them.
Yes.
Any public comments? None. We are done then, correct?
With the public hearing.
Yes,
you guys are done. Are
what's,
you good, Julie?
What's the article that has the definitions in it? What number
article
is that?
Two.
Is that four?
Oh,
two?
You done?
Yeah, I got that.
I believe.
Okay, so that portion's up.